Blog Talk Radio.
Consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Welcome to the Hard Rocket Sports Studios and another edition of the Weekly Video Recap.
Down 10-0.
Giants protecting a 10-0 lead. Barkley straight ahead with a big hole. And running through is Saquon Barkley. And he's going in for a Giants touchdown. 78 yards. That deserves a wow. You know, he catches.
I feel cry out your
But hey, enough of my yakking. What do you say? Let's boogie.
Yes, and that's my cue to start the show. Welcome to another live edition of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show. Live from high atop Hard Rockin' Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey, we are your weekly three-hour get-together where we bring you all the biggest news from around the world of hard rock, heavy metal, of course, the wide world of sports. And gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I should say, welcome to Thursday, the 9th of September. God, the year is flying by. But this is where the show gets turbocharged, folks. I know you guys listen all the time, and it's always a lot of fun. We do this. But come this day, every year, we get turbocharged. Why? Because it's football season. Because this show, while it's sports and music, and we talk baseball and basketball and a little bit of hockey and other many other things, obviously, and tons of music, this show just revolves around the world of football. And, you know, it just gets energized, and it takes over the show a little bit. And it's our biggest shows every year. So tonight we break it down, and it's that magical time. Everybody is even. Everybody has a chance. Even the Jets have a chance to win some games and make the playoffs. I know it's far-fetched. I get it. But everybody's got a chance. Everybody's season starts the same. Everybody has that excitement week one. After week one, listen, a million things can change for a team. But here at the Hard Rockin' Sports Show, and across the country and across the world, for that matter, everybody wants to see football. And we got plenty of it here on the Hard Rockin' Sports Show when I bring Jeff on in about 30 seconds. We're going to get a little bit of baseball. Derek Jeter inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame yesterday, along with Ted Simmons and Harold Baines and Larry Walker. And I tell you, probably all three of those guys are probably not Hall of Famers in my eyes, but they're in the Hall of Fame. There's nothing I can do about it. But we'll talk a little bit about Derek Jeter. We've got some college football from last weekend, week one. Some surprises. I got some notes we'll talk about with Jeff. I don't know if Jeff started to see any of the college football games from last week. Big loss for Clemson right off the box. The Trevor Lawrence era has come to an end. And a big loss to Georgia on national TV. It's going to have a hard time for those guys to fix that. But listen, it's a long way to go. We got some big games this week in college football. We'll talk about that. But we got a lot of NFL. And we're going to get it right away. We're going to get into it. We're going to break down the divisions. We're going to talk about the two locals. We'll get into some picks, over and unders, and everything else. And remember, guys, every Sunday morning, Jeff and I, joined by our good friend Jarmar Hefka, will be breaking down the NFL weekly on our new show, The Sunday Audible, on the SportsWire Radio Network. So make sure you check us out every Sunday morning, live at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Jeff, John, and myself get together and we break down the day's games, give you our picks, and do our fantasy lineup. So, guys, let's get right into it. Jeff's hanging in there. The czar himself, he's the self-proclaimed king czar of all football knowledge, and he's the sexiest man on his side of the screen, so let's get him on the air. He is, of course, Mr. Jeff Dolwinski. What's up, Hefe?
I'm right out of the gate, and I'm going to say it.
Wow.
I'm going to say what has to be said right now.
You're not holding back at all, huh?
One. The Giants suck. All right? Put him down for about 13 losses. Two. Daniel Jones, last year in the NFL. Three, Saquon Barkley, first and only contract with the New York Giants. Four, Gettleman, gone. Five, Judge, gone. Six, Kadarius Toney, gone. Seven, Galloway, overpriced free agent signing, ain't even going to be ready for the start of the year. The Giants are already in the hole. They didn't even get on the field yet. They're already fucking winless, okay? The New York Jets, on the other hand, with coach godlike Salah, are undefeated at this moment in time. That is all I got to say right now.
Are you hanging up on that? Did you drop the mic and you going home?
If I had a mic, I would drop it, but I don't have one.
All right. Well, first off, obviously, the second dose of the first shot you got from Pfizer has obviously gone straight to your brain and rotted it out.
Very upset to find out that this Pfizer product does not work as some of their other finer products work.
Yeah. Obviously, it's deteriorated your brain at a rapid pace. The way you've got it, nobody will be playing for the New York Giants by season's end, and certainly they'll all be gone for next year. It's a fantasy.
You heard it here first, man.
You're about the only. You'll be the first and the only one to say it. But listen, let's get the show kicked off. We got football, Jeff. You know how the show works. It is all about the game of NFL football.
Yes, sir.
And so, Jeff, let's start it out. I know you had your first shot. I'll be going for my second shot tomorrow. But Jeff,
are you going tomorrow? What time are you going tomorrow?
I have a 5:30 appointment tomorrow right by my house, so I will be going for my second shot. So Saturday could be a bit of a rough day.
I'm hoping for your benefit.
Go ahead.
That you have the same reaction I did, which was extremely mild compared to what I've heard from other people. I was asking about your wife several times, you know, for concern for her, and to get a kind of a play-by-play what I could have expected.
Sure.
You know, when it happened. And yesterday, I got a pain here, which is about the injection zone, across the top of my shoulders to about here.
Okay.
And I felt a little tired, but nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, I wake up at 4:30 in the morning sometimes before that. So to be a little tired by 3:30, 4 o'clock is, you know, no big deal.
Gotcha.
But it wasn't as bad as I heard from other people. On my level of, I don't know how you want to say it, inconvenience or whatever.
Right.
From the second shot, I'd say it was about a 2, if that.
Okay. Well, you know, Jeff, I'm glad I had about a 6 on a reaction. But you know,
that's
we'll
the reaction. There we go.
Yeah. We'll see how my Saturday is. If hopefully it goes as well as yours, but you know, who knows? And hopefully it'll be over quick, and I'll be ready for the Sunday show. And that's why I'm doing it on Friday. I want to give myself a chance not to be sick for Sunday, and 2, for work on Monday. So you know, we'll see how tomorrow plays out. But we got football tonight, Jeff. We got lots of it.
I will tell you this much too, Tom.
Yeah.
And please keep this in mind. When my wife ended up feeling a little bit, you know, like side effects.
Yep.
She went to bed, woke up a couple hours later. She was fine. Last night I laid down.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up having to get up to go take a squirt maybe an hour or so later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, everything feels perfect. Everything feels fine. So it as soon as I lay down for a little bit, it was both of us were fine.
Yeah, I have to tell you, my first time around after the first shot, I told you, it took about 22 hours for it to get to the point where I felt sick. And I slept from 7 o'clock at night till 4 in the morning. And I still woke up. I was sick as a dog. And it lasted until about 8 a.m. And then all of a sudden, I looked up and I was fine. So,
hopefully you don't need to go through that.
Yeah, we'll see. I got to tough it out, get through it. And then it's hopefully over at least for 8 months until I got to get a booster or whatever. But we're going to stay away from politics tonight. I got plenty to talk about, but I'm not going to. We're going to get right into some stuff. My dad's hanging on the line. We'll talk a little baseball. I want to get a little college football in. But Jeff, you know, here's the funny part for me. Big game tonight, Bucks, Cowboys. This to me is a very big game, and I'll tell you why. Everybody, a lot of people, one, are picking the Bucks to repeat because they got all their players back. Tom Brady's there. You know, they're a lock. And we're going to get into the NFC, who we think can challenge them, and I don't think there's many. But one of the teams that people seem to be picking is the Cowboys, and I don't understand why. And I'll get more into it later. But there also doesn't seem to be a huge buzz about tonight's game. Like, I just, you know, you listen to sports radio, which I do all day, you catch it there. But on the streets, people like buzzing on social media. The buzz hasn't been there for this, Jeff.
No, it hasn't. I think the sport lost some people, and nothing. There's other things that are taking the place of this right now.
Do you think it's the matchup? I mean, like, I would think it's the Cowboys.
You know what I think?
And Tom Brady.
I think it's all the people with all, like, I've seen a couple clips from college games where they look like there was anywhere from 60,000 plus in the stadium without one mask to be seen, to the NFL where you have to get, be vaccinated and all this stuff about the vaccine and players possibly being cut because they weren't vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that overshadow this right now.
I agree, but I would think that it's football. You know, listen, you got Tom Brady. Whether you hate him or you love him, it's the marquee name, Super Bowl champ.
One thing at a time here.
Go ahead.
One thing, we'll break this down before I forget. Tom Brady, what is he, 43, 44 years old now?
I think he's 43, heading toward 44.
Okay. You know what, Tom? We've been saying it, it hasn't happened.
Yep.
But one day, it's just going to happen.
Oh, agreed.
Throw the ball, and he ain't going to make it over the offensive lineman's head. That's what's going to end up happening to Tom Brady. You watch.
It happened to Peyton. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Who's that? Wait a minute. Who is that?
I see a familiar.
Who's that? Who is that? Is that who I think it is?
It is the man himself.
I have something. I don't know if he saw this, but I need to show this.
Go ahead.
You know, there's two things in this world. You know, there's two things in this world that make me truly happy. One of those things is an Oakland Raider victory and Derek Carr to have a big game. I love the Raiders so much that I grew this mustache. Now, that being said, somebody this morning asked me if my eyebrow fell down to my lip, and I had to smack the shit out of them because they said, it's a fucking mustache, you jerk off. I'm supposed to be the guy on the side of the Oakland Raiders. He laughed. I don't know what he's laughing about, but he said, you're right, kid, whatever. Now go back to school. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. All I know is this Sunday, the Raiders are going to lose.
Well, let's hope we get the Dom himself popping in. He said he's going to call tonight, so we'll see. We got a lot to get. I want to get my dad on quick and do a few things before we get to the thing. But yeah, Jeff, I you know, this should be a pretty good matchup. And you know, while I am not going to pick Tampa Bay to repeat this year, I don't know who the real challenger is to them. We're going to get to it, but you know, the Rams, the Packers, obviously. After that, who is and I'm not buying in all on the Rams. I don't know in the NFC who is actually going to be the team to beat this year. I think it's wide open.
I don't think it's as wide open as you think it is. I think that there's not as many teams as there have been in the past.
Correct.
Tampa Bay, definitely.
Yeah.
But the thing about Tampa Bay is that nobody said it, so we're going to say it for the first time here. Nobody's realizing this is a team that got a year older.
Yes, yeah, of course.
The same players back. For the most part, it wasn't a young team.
Yeah.
And all your key contributors, Dominic Sue, Gronkowski, Adrian, what the fuck is the receiver's name? Antonio Brown, Tom Brady. They're all a year older.
No,
all a year older.
Yeah, it's tough to repeat, but they're in a very, very a bad division. You know, that's not a great division this year. So I think they got the heads up there. The conference itself is not great. You know, again, run through it. You know, the Rams are all of a sudden the team to beat because it's Matthew Stafford. Call me the day Matthew Stafford wins a playoff game.
I don't see how all of a sudden Matthew Stafford is going to be the one to take them to the
next. I mean, we'll get into when we get to their division, but you know, they lose their best running back at Cam Akers. You know, Matthew Stafford is 30-something years old, coming off a lot of injuries, a lot of wear and tear, leading a team that has just not performed. So we'll get more to it, but this is an important game. I think if Cowboys could come out here and show a little dominance, I think I'm down on the Cowboys. I don't think their defense is very good. I think maybe some up front they're not terrible. Their secondary is bad. I think there's questions on the offensive line still. And until I see Dak do it and be healthy, I'm not convinced that you know, he's ready to play football. So, you know, again, this is going to be a very big game for the Cowboys. I don't think this is a huge game for Tampa, other than, you know, it's a game one of the season. So, but
listen, with 17 games to go in the season, all the teams could basically throw this one away.
Agreed. But, you know, there are certain games, like this is a conference game. So this is a tough game to throw away.
Yes, but when I mean throw away, I don't mean throw away.
I understand your point, though. Yes.
The loss.
Yeah.
You got guys that are going to be stepping on the field for the first time since last year.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So you got to understand that this is going to be a slow-going, rusty game for people.
Listen,
I don't care who they are and what they're capable
of. I guarantee you, most of the guys playing in this game or starting in this game did not play very much in the preseason. So I don't expect this to be the most well-played game I've ever seen. So I want to get into some of the bigger games for Sunday. Again, guys, we're going to do this on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to – Jeff, myself, and John Myhafka will break down the day's games. But Jeff and I are going to touch on some of the bigger games. I think there's some very important games. But listen, you know, Chiefs and Browns on Sunday is a big game. You know, Patriots-Dolphins is a pretty big game. You know, there's some games out there that even though it's week one, it kind of sets the trend for the season. So we'll get to all of that. I want to get my dad on now, talk a little baseball, whatever that my dad wants to talk about. You know, we kind of let him riff here. And then we'll run through everything, get through the big stories. Glad you guys have come on. Next week, Jack Frost. Jack Frost, Seven Witches, the Bronx Casket Company will be joining Jeff and I right here on the show.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so next Thursday, 9 o'clock, late start. The guy teaches music from 6 to 9, and then he's a job. He's a Jersey City guy, so he's right from our area. So Jack Frost, the musician, will be popping in with me and Jeff. He's also on the touring band for Joey Belladonna, I think, right now. So we'll get Jack on next week. But let's get my dad on, Jeff, and let's get to the show, and let's have some fun. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And let's get dad on. What's up, Pop?
What's up, guys? Hello, Jeff. I hear what you're saying about the Jets. And I'm looking forward to a good season from them. They seem to have improved themselves. The Giants, I'm more worried about their lines, their front line. But I watched the Derek Jeter Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I thought it was very interesting. I thought he did a very good speech. And then it happened that I watched the interview at night. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I didn't see it. I heard them talking about it. I didn't see it, though. So tell me
Jack
about it.
Jack Curry interviewed him. It was very good. I was starting to get nervous about him because he was starting to remind me a lot of Joe DiMaggio.
Yes,
Joe DiMaggio.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and I listened to him, and he really seems that he's down to earth. He's just just the way he prepares himself. You have to watch the interview. I thought it was very good.
Now you
want to talk about the Yankees. I said it when they won the 13 in a row, and I'll say it at the end. I don't think that they are that good of a team.
It's hard to argue. But I would tell you this. I think at this point, he's got to play the best nine guys. You know, Dad, they've played 130-something games. They've had 127 different starting, different batting orders.
Well, I can believe
130-something games, he's had 127 or 128 different starting batting orders. I mean, that to me is ridiculous. Get you guys in your spots and let them hit. That's just too much, that's just too much work every day. Put the best guys out there. Find them in their best spot. You know, and let them go. I don't understand that whole theory, Dad.
Well, I don't understand why they got this guy Gallo. Now, granted, but the guy is—it's either a home run or it's nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, I mean, he all his career, that's all he's been. They do not need another home run hitter, especially a left-handed.
I agree with you. My only thing with him is. And I agree. I didn't expect to see what you. I don't think anybody expected him to hit as badly as he has. He's a fantastic outfielder, which I'm okay with. And I can be okay with if his bat isn't great. The problem is he's going to be. It's going to show up more when Judge, Stanton, the LeMayu, when those guys just not hitting, it's going to show him up more. But otherwise, listen, they're stuck with him. He isn't going anywhere. He's going to be there next year. This team is just not very good. Right now, this team
is not
good.
That's not what they need is a home run. They didn't need to go out and buy a home run. Now, I can understand the first
base. They wanted the lefty bat. They wanted the lefty bat, and they hoped that he could come here and hit a bunch of homers and play great defense, and it hasn't happened.
Well, I think they made a mistake because, like most home run hitters, I would say good percentage of them are streak hitters. They'll hit you a bunch of them, then they'll go a whole bunch of doing absolutely
nothing. I couldn't agree with you more. I think they had to do something, and I think it was a lefty bat, which they needed a lefty bat on that team. It's just you're right. He has not hit the ball. If he got to a
home run hitter or nothing.
It's hard to argue. I'll live with it because he plays great defense.
I'm looking forward to the game today. And I'm looking forward to Sunday, Giants and Jets. And, Jeff, I hope you're 100% right. I mean, I like to see competitive New York teams. And the same with the Giants. We'll see what happens. But enjoy the game this weekend, guys. Tommy, I'll talk to you over the weekend.
I will definitely see you over the weekend, Pop.
I'll talk to you, too.
See you later, Mr. Florio.
That's my daddy. Checks it every week. And him and Mom will be celebrating their 54th wedding anniversary this Saturday on 9/11. That's their wedding day. So I'll be making sure I see them for their anniversary. Happy anniversary to Mom and Dad. You know, we got some birthdays out there. Happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Lori. Celebrated her birthday yesterday. Sean McKenna, a good friend out from Barstools and Band Talk, celebrating his birthday today. I think it's a big birthday, but I'm not 100% sure. But happy birthday to Sean and anybody else celebrating out there this week that I forgot about. Make sure you have a great day from Jeff and I and everybody here at Hard Rockin' Sports. And I hope our good man, Dom the Half-Man Jinta, gets out of the hospital and back on his feet soon.
Would we even know if he was...
We don't know if he's on his feet. That's true, yeah. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you, before we get to football, did you watch any college football over the weekend? Because there were some really good games.
Yeah, I did, but you know what? I watched a little bit the week before and then a little bit this week, this Saturday, but my head wasn't into it really yet. I was worried about going to get the shot on Tuesday, so I had it on, but I really wasn't paying that much attention to it.
Okay.
But I did want to touch base on something.
Go ahead.
With the college football. There was a game that they showed from Wisconsin.
Yes, Nebraska and Penn State.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Wisconsin and Penn State. Sorry, yes. I watched the game.
Yeah,
yes.
And they were showed the beginning of the game, and they showed like 60,000 people in the stands.
Yes. It was packed.
And not one person had a mask.
You know what's funny? I watched that game. I was flipping back and forth between that game because I actually had bet that game in a three-way parlay, which I lost. Yes, I saw that. And, you know, I have it on my notes. So I'm glad you brought it up. My notes, there was that game and another game. That game in the third quarter, there's a tradition where they play that song Jump Around.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I might have had the games mixed up. Wisconsin, they came out to Enter Sandman.
They came out to Enter Sandman, but the third quarter they do a thing where it's a tradition since '93 where the entire place jumps up and down to that song. And then
they have to get that stadium fucking checked by an architect.
I'm telling you, Jeff, it was amazing. It was great. There was another game. I want to say it was Texas A&M, but I'm not sure, where the entire crowd was singing Sweet Caroline. I was sitting there watching all of this, and it was a great day sitting in the house watching college football, and I watched a bunch of football. I watched the Clemson game at night. I don't know if you got to see Clemson lose to Georgia, which was a huge loss for them. Great game to open the season, 3-5, and it changed things around a lot. But the atmosphere at these games, Jeff, was amazing and just reminded me how great this country can be when it wants to be. Man, it was just amazing.
How is it that college football can start off with a packed house like that?
Yep.
But the NFL is, you know, I don't know if there's going to be full stadiums and all of these NFL games.
You know, I haven't seen anything saying they're not. I think most places, I have not seen anybody say that they're not going to have crowds in any stadium. I haven't seen anything, so I'll take a better look at it for Sunday show. But I'm expecting full crowds. Now, again, I'm not expecting people to be singing Sweet Caroline at the Jet Panther game or doing Jump Around at the in Vegas when the Raiders host the Ravens. But I'm expecting some big atmosphere. Now, here's the one thing. I'm going to bring up a couple of ugly spots. Last year, the NFL with the social justice, remember, there were no fans in the stands. So there was no reaction from the fans on the Black National Anthem, on the kneeling, on the stuff in the back of the helmets. I'm curious, Jeff, how that's going to go over with a full stadium. Are people going to stand, not stand? Are there going to be boos during it? I know they're not going to show it on TV because they don't want the exposure. But I'm curious, and I'm going to talk to my friend Louie, I think, who's going to the game Sunday, to kind of let me know how that plays out. But I'm curious how you think that's all going to go over, you know, season one, when the first song that the people hear is the, whatever, however they call it, the Black National Anthem.
I don't know, man. I know that they have six different slogans that they want to put on the back of helmets.
Oh, really?
On the field, yeah. The number is six. It is going to be different, but you know what, Tom? It may be something that almost slips under the radar, knowing that last year at this time, if you wanted a crowd, you would have had to invite people over to your house to watch the football game there was no crowd. So a lot of people may just be happy that they're at a game and they're, you know, getting to watch a football game that way. You know what I mean?
I agree. I think the atmosphere is going to be great, but I also don't think that a lot of the fans are going to take kindly to it. My question is going to be, you know, when they say, please rise for the national anthem, I would tell you 99.9% of the time people stand up for it, whether they you know, like it or not, they stand, they do the national anthem, and they move on. I'm curious if that'll be the same case, and they say either stand for or remain standing for that that anthem or that song, and whether people do or don't, and how that is going to play out, which it won't play out on TV. I guarantee the TV will ignore it. Social media is where you'll see it. So I'm curious.
Oh, definitely. You'll definitely see it social media.
Yeah.
Without a
doubt. Yeah. So I'm curious to see how that plays out for the NFL. Again, listen, how does COVID play into the season? You know, Jeff, it's 17 games now. There's more. You know, the regular season doesn't end until mid-January.
Yeah, I think it's too much, man.
They're talking within a couple of years, 18 games. So, you know, I'm curious now, more teams. I mean, you had some Zach Martin's going to miss tonight for the Cowboys. I think that's a big loss. How does this all play out in the regular season? You know, you're adding another game to it. You know, again, it's only one extra week, but it just feels longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is longer, man. You know, you got to remember one extra week, but you're getting 20 weeks of football.
Yes.
Well, actually, more than that, if you think about it. But you're getting 20 weeks between the regular season and preseason.
Sure, absolutely.
And then another 4 weeks of playoffs. So you're talking 24 weeks, almost 6 months of football.
Yeah, listen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen.
And that's not counting bye weeks between the preseason and the regular season and the playoffs and all this other shit.
Think of it out. You're starting, tonight starting it, and I think the Super Bowl is like the 12th of February. So, I mean, it's going to be a late year. I don't know how it's going to play out. There's a lot of storylines to watch out for. We'll get to a lot. We're going to go through some of the bigger teams, and we'll go through some of the bigger stories. I got a lot of stuff for you to talk about. But, we're excited. It's good for the show. We have a blast doing it, talking Jets and Giants each week, going through the regular season. We added the Sunday show. We'll have some fun there. But, there are some things. Listen, we have some guys who aren't, no more Drew Brees. I think that's something that we, we'll probably miss a little bit. I think how that plays there.
But you know what? It brings attention to New Orleans.
Sure.
Because now we're going to see who Jameis Winston is.
Yeah.
See the guy that threw the 30 touchdowns or the 30 interceptions. He did crack 5,000 yards, and he's going to replace Brees, who used to hit 5,000 yards every game, every year.
Yeah.
So, let's see how that plays out, and let's see what happens as a future quarterback.
100%. Just a couple things, guys. Big games last week in college football. Clemson losing to Georgia. It was a great football game, and Georgia didn't score an offensive touchdown. It was a good, solid football game. The Penn State had a big win on the road against Wisconsin, even though it cost me my bet. Let's see what else. Rutgers, a big win for Rutgers and Greg Schiano. Good. Let's see how that plays out for the season. Oklahoma hangs on. Oklahoma is a team that a lot of people think is going to win the championship this year. Their defense was terrible. Hung on, beat Tulane by 5 points. Got to watch that. Spencer Rattler had a great game, don't get me wrong, but that's a team to watch to see how it went. Big win for Texas in Steve Sarkisian's first game. Any other big games? I don't see any really big games this week. I have to take a better look, but on my initial, this is just one of those weeks where everybody's just fattening up against, Ball State. Let me give you some of the names here. Miami's playing Appalachian State. Penn State's playing Ball State. Georgia at University of Alabama, Birmingham. There's a 45.5 points, Jeff, is the spread in that game. Notre Dame and Toledo. Florida, South Florida, Ohio State and Oregon's a decent game. Pitt, Tennessee is a decent game. Coastal Carolina versus Kansas. Texas and Arkansas may be a good game. There's some decent games this week, but this is usually the week where everybody fattens up a little bit. Last week, Nebraska played Fordham and beat them 52-7, and Nebraska's not a good team. So college football, listen, I'll watch it every week. It's a great time. There's some really good football games in the NFL. We'll break those down. I do want to just quick, Derek Jeter getting in the Hall of Fame, Jeff. I know you're not a huge baseball fan, but good for the captain. I think he did a great job with his speech and truly deserved to be in it. Not the greatest player I ever saw play, Jeff, but if I was starting my team, he'd be my guy. Just a class guy and a great player.
Listen, he has over 3,000 hits. He's got, what,
five rings,
trophies,
yep.
Four trophies,
five,
whatever.
Yep.
You know, he's done a lot in his career, without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, baseball right now, Jeff, unfortunately, is going to take a really big backseat, especially on the weekends, to college and pro football. So baseball's got to do something. Right now, it's not exciting right now. The local teams here in New York, the Yankees stink, the Mets stink. It's just getting hidden by the fact they're playing very bad teams, and they're not even beating those teams consistently. So, you know, football is definitely about to take over. There's some matchups. I'm looking forward to the postseason in baseball, but baseball definitely takes a backseat at this point, especially on the weekends, guys. Unfortunately, it just doesn't compete with the NFL. So, but again, 9/11, big game, Yankees. I was supposed to go to tomorrow night's game, but because I'm going to get my vaccine done, I passed on it. But Yankees-Mets on 9/11 weekend, Jeff, you know, we'll talk about it more on Sunday, I think. But, you know, do you remember where you were when you found out about what happened, when it was happening, I should say?
Yeah, I was at work.
Oh, yeah? In Brooklyn?
Yeah. What's that? No, in Staten Island.
You were in Staten Island at the time?
Staten Island, yeah. Somebody told me, like, where it was. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Then he told me what was going on.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Yeah. And it just got worse from then on, as you know.
Yeah. I was in Brooklyn, standing on top of a building in Kings County, a hospital, trying to demolish the building. And somebody, one of the guys I was working with, wives called and said a small commuter plane crashed into the World Trade Center. And we went up on the roof and we were checking it out and saw the smoke. And then we went down into the building and we saw what was happening, and we were there till about 1, and then we kind of closed the job and went home. But, I think everybody kind of remembers where they were. That's one of those dates, Jeff, you know, like when Kennedy got killed, or Pearl Harbor, or any of those big dates in American history. Like, you will always remember where you were that day or that moment when it happened.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yep. So, I think it's a nice job by Major League Baseball, Yankees, Mets at home. I'm sure there'll be a bunch of pregame festivities, and they'll honor a bunch of first responders and some of the families. So good for them. It's going to be Saturday night. I'll tune into that game. And thanks to Rob Finelli for inviting me. I wish I could go, but unfortunately, there's too much going on in the Florio household tomorrow for me to go to a baseball game. But we'll get to it. Wow, really, Patrick? Wow, look at that. You see that one?
Yeah.
Wow. Patrick, you just never know where life takes you or takes you from. And I had just left the PD. I had just gotten on the police department at the time, and I had just left a few weeks or so before. Not that as a cadet, a rookie, I might have been down at the time. That wouldn't have probably been, but just the thoughts to this day, my wife gets the chills when we talk about it, that I had just walked out, just resigned my post. So. Before that, but again, let's get to some football. Oh wow, good for you! Hey guys, at the pre-show of Virginia Beach. Nice.
What's up there, Will?
Yeah, Will, give us some. He's at the pre-show. Give us some updates along the night. If you see Rob Halford, tell him we all settle home from the Hard Rock and Sports Show.
Oh wait a minute now! If you see Rob Halford, just make sure you're standing up against the wall.
Make sure you keep your front to him.
Wall,
keep your front to him at all times, Will.
Start singing Turbo Lover, whatever you do.
Hard Rock and Sports, Jeff and Tom here, September the 9th, doing our NFL preview show. Jeff, let's get to some football. Let's break it down. Let's see where we take it. I got
something to say about every game.
You do?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
All right, so you want...
And two games in particular, I got a lot to say.
Well, let's see. How do you want to save the locals for last? How do you want to play it? I got a biggest story.
However you want to do it, man. You got the bed and everything there.
All right, so let me go through the biggest questions I have in the NFL right now, going into the season. How about we start there?
Okay.
Okay, so first question.
I think that the Giants are going to be a sub-500 team, getting rid of Barkley, Jones, several other players, including Kadarius and Galladay and the rest of the gang.
Let me know when you're
also
done.
Getting a new general manager and coach.
Let me know when you're done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that the question?
That wasn't the question. You ready?
I'm sorry.
All right. So, Jeff, we all know how hard it is to repeat in the NFL. I don't think anybody's done it since the 2003-2004 Patriots. What are the odds the Tampa Bay can get back there this year and repeat? 22 starters returned?
I think it's going to be less than 50%.
Okay, so, you know, having said that, now I've gone through it in my head. I got the NFC up in front of me. You know, where is the biggest challenge going to come from? Listen, we all know things change along the way, okay? The season comes out, who gets hurt? You know, somebody's rookie or some veteran, you know, that hasn't done it before steps up, and a team gets that magic ride. But who's that team right now, Jeff, before the season starts, before we know how teams start to play, who's the teams that you think have a legit chance to not only knock Tampa off their pedestal, but maybe go on to win the Super Bowl from the NFC?
Well, listen, I don't know if I could predict who's going to win the Super Bowl, but I can tell you this
much. Oh, there's a chance. I'm not even saying who's going to predict
it. From the NFC East.
Okay.
It's coming out and they're going to disrupt Tampa Bay. Okay, that's one thing.
Okay.
I would keep an eye out for the New Orleans Saints, and let's see what Sean Payton does do with Jameis Winston. That's one thing.
Okay. I heard that from a few people today. That's an interesting one. Go ahead. Okay.
Let's see just how much of this rift has been repaired up in Green Bay between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay front office, because I think that's big.
Okay.
And then let's gaze over at the NFC West, mm-hmm. and just to know that, you know, you have Seattle, which a lot of people seem to be down on this year.
Okay.
But you still have Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if Arizona takes the next leap forward.
Okay.
Let's see if San Francisco could pick a quarterback and do what they have to do and maybe, you know, win a division over there. Or, you know, the Rams, mm-hmm. let's just say that with the new quarterback, Stafford, that they have what it takes to become a serious contender.
Uh-huh.
Although I don't understand why they got rid of Goff, who had something like the second highest amount of wins in his time as a starter, and went after Stafford. I just don't figure you're waging too much of the future for the present day with Stafford. And even in that, I just think he's a little bit too old. But nonetheless, if I had to pick teams, I would have to say Green Bay, New Orleans. I'm going to go with Arizona, the Arizona Cardinals, because to me they're the only team that is in the NFC West that is getting better and is a solidified quarterback position.
Okay. I disagree with you on Arizona. In fact, in the latest segment, I will tell you, I think that Cliff Kingsbury is the first guy fired this year. I think that team did not do a lot to make themselves better. And yes, I think they're in the toughest division in the NFC. I mean, you have Seattle 49ers, who's the third team? Seattle 49ers Rams. And the Rams all potentially could be playoff teams. You know?
Yes, but potentially not, because I'll tell you how. You got to see what hell goes on with Seattle. A lot of people are saying,
agreed.
I
agree.
Hey, the Rams, you got to figure it's going to take a couple games for Stafford to get comfortable. I don't care what anybody says. All right. And then Lance or Garoppolo, no matter what happens, uh-huh. as soon as one of them throws a touchdown or loses a fumble, somebody's going to be questioning them on the field.
Agree.
I got to get rid of one or the other. So to me, that's why I say that the Cardinals are the only one with a strong, solid quarterback option right now.
I agree, but I disagree. I don't think Kyler Murray's that good. I don't think they've done enough to compete with those other teams.
A lot of people are saying Kyler Murray for MVP this year.
No, listen, I've seen it go all the way from myself. This is strictly how I feel. When I look at that, I think Seattle is going to be consistent, whether they're 9-8, 10-7, 8-9, they're going to be consistent. I think the 49ers have the best upshot in that division. I think their defense is as good as anybody's in there. And I think potentially offensively, they could be as good as anybody in that division. The Rams, I'm not sold on the Rams, but they do have Aaron Donald. Their defense is still good. And I think Matthew Stafford will win games there if he stays healthy. He's got some weapons. I just don't like Matthew Stafford in a big game. He's never won a big game. So I don't think they're going to go far, but I think they're still – I think that the wild cards are going to probably come out of that division this year. I think you're going to see, obviously, the division winner and two wild cards out of that division this year.
Touch base on San Francisco.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's just say that Garoppolo starts.
Yep.
And he comes out of the gate quick.
Yep.
Okay. And by the third week, of the NFL season. He's got 7 touchdown passes and like 850 yards passing and one interception. Okay. How fast are you going to look to put Trey Lance in that game into playing? How long before you stir the pot and put the rookie in?
I agree.
When is the crowd going to look for him to be in?
Jeff, I think the question is going to be this. If they come out the box and they're 4-2, there's not going to be a call for, and Garoppolo's playing decent football, they're not going to call for it. If they come out the box, they're 0-2, 1-3, 2-4, yeah, there's going to be a controversy, and you're probably going to see Trey Lance. But I think if you see Trey Lance as the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, it means their season has gone downhill. Because I don't think he's ready. He's not. If he was ready to play right now, he would be the starting quarterback. He's not ready. Same thing with Justin Fields.
It's early in the season.
Yep.
The season's just starting. Mm-hmm. Okay. You do have a couple teams, not many, but you have a couple teams that may be looking to upgrade the quarterback position.
Yep.
Why not? Why not let fucking what's his face play? Not Lance, the other kid, Garoppolo. Let him play and get a little audition tape going for this year.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing, but I think if they're primed to win now. They've got some guys back that are healthy. It's anything else. 4 years, 5 years, and the window changes. I think they're at the edge of their window before they're revamping that team, and I think they got to try to win. And Garoppolo gives them the best chance. If Trey Lance was ready to play, he would be starting quarterback, and they probably would have traded Garoppolo at this point to a team that's desperate for quarterback. You don't think Miami would maybe make that trade right now?
You got Miami.
Yep.
Pittsburgh.
That's a good one, absolutely.
How about Denver?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, exactly.
Texas. Okay.
Texas. You got maybe Philadelphia.
Yeah. So
maybe the Giants.
Here we go. Here's the thing.
You have to say it. If you're going to be objective, you have to say it.
No, the Giants are looking for quarterback. The Giants are not looking for quarterback. No, not the Giants. The Giants are not looking
maybe
for quarterback. Not a chance.
Okay, so what better way than to give this kid, because he's proven he could win, he's been to the Super Bowl.
Listen, I'm not doubting, but that's my point, though, is if Trey Lance was – Jimmy Garoppolo's on this team for the long haul. Because if he wasn't, he would already be traded.
He's only on the team now because, well, what is it? His salary, if they cut him now, they won't owe him anything for next year or something.
I'm not sure how it works, yeah.
Some silly reason that he's still on. And not for nothing, when they're ready to make the move, why not give this guy an audition tape, make the move, then you trade him, you get something. If he comes out of the gate and he's strong, and then you trade him, and you throw Trey Lance in there, and you get yourself a second rounder or a third rounder for Garoppolo.
You're
a genius.
No, I got it. But I'm just saying is if they come out and they're 4-2, 5-1, 6-1, whatever it is, then with Garoppolo, they're not making any trades. I will tell you that if Trey Lance, other than through injury, if Trey Lance gets in the game and Jimmy Garoppolo is healthy, the 49ers are in a hole and almost thrown away the season. Because
But you know what? If the 49ers are also 5-1 and they say, well, Trey Lance is going to start this week, let's see what he can do, it gives them a week leeway. So you went from 5-1 to 5-2.
Yeah.
Right? And then you find out the kid can't throw the ball. So now he's going to have to wait a little bit longer, throw him off to the side, let him work on it. You know, you got to think of it that way, too.
Listen, I agree, and we'll break down that division a little bit more when we get there. But, yeah, the NFC, to me, to end it, is one of those – right now is the weaker of the two conferences. And I will tell you that after Tampa – and, again, I don't even put Tampa as a strong contender. I got to be honest with you. I think there's obviously a chance they can go back. I don't have – the Rams have a lot of holes. The Packers, I don't think the Packers are a great team. They may have the best chance. They're in a bad division. I think they have a lot of talent, but I'm not sold on them. I don't know where the best team in the conference is. I think it could be wide open, and when you get to seven teams in a playoff, Jeff, I think anybody can win. On the opposite of the AFC, now the Chiefs, Jeff, are trying to get back to their third Super Bowl. They're coming off a loss. We all know that teams coming off a loss in the Super Bowl do not do well the following season. I can give you back 6 or 7 years for sure and tell you that most of the time they don't get back there after a loss. Can the Chiefs now they seem to have fixed a lot of their holes, which was the offensive line. Can the Chiefs get back a third time in their conference? And, Jeff, who are the biggest obstacles for the Chiefs right now?
In the AFC West?
In the AFC. In the AFC, yeah.
Honestly, I don't see a big obstacle for them.
See, I disagree.
I what's that?
I disagree with you on that. Go ahead, but you go first. Go ahead.
Okay, I see Baltimore, who's just lost their starting running back and starting cornerback to possible ACL tears. So I don't see Baltimore being the one. I don't see the Colts. I don't see the Steelers.
Nope.
I don't – maybe the Bills. I don't see the Browns. I see the Browns taking a step forward, but I don't see them making much leeway because they're – I just don't think they're ready yet. I don't see anybody from the AFC West.
I disagree. I disagree. I think the AFC is much stronger. I think you can look at Buffalo. I think Buffalo has made huge strides.
Buffalo was like the only one I said.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I think you got Buffalo. I think it's a big year for Cleveland. I think their lines are beast. Their defense. You now you got Clowney and Myles Garrett. I don't think Clowney's a big pass rusher.
Clowney. I don't even know if he's I can't remember what I read, but he got injured.
Again, unless it's a season ending, I'm going to keep him. I'll keep him in the thoughts. I think their defense is good. I think that they're a couple years in. I think Baker Mayfield did enough last year at the end of the year to show me that he may be ready to make the next step. I'm not saying that they're guaranteed. This is just teams I think have the ability to get in the way. So I think the Browns, the Bills, the Titans, Jeff. I think the Titans have gotten better on defense. They were horrendous last year. And I think they're better offensively. I think Tannehill's, while not a great quarterback, I think he does enough. They got Julio Jones now. I think there's three or four teams out there that are legitimate AFC football teams that can sneak up. And I got to be honest with you, I think the Patriots are going to sneak up on people this year. I don't think the Patriots, on a bad team last year, Jeff, was 7-9. On a bad team, 8 guys opted out. They went out and got a ton of free agents. I love this kid at quarterback. I not that I think they're going to go to Super Bowl this year. By far, I don't think they're getting there. But I think the Patriots are going to be a team come playoff time that's going to scare people. So, yeah, I think the AFC is much bigger, much deeper. And, again, I don't –
a rookie quarterback. You've got to remember they're doing this with a rookie quarterback, bro.
Agreed. Listen, I'm not disagreeing. But I think Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniel are going to be smart enough to run the football, play good defense, and I put this kid in a position where he's going to have to carry the team on his back. I think, and I watched enough of him play this offseason and in college. I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be fine. At the end of the day, I think the Chiefs are obviously going to make the playoffs. I don't think the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl this year. I just don't see it. Three years in a row.
Certainly no, it ain't going to be the Patriots.
If I was picking right now, I'd tell you, I think it's going to be the Bills and the Packers would be my picks for the Super Bowl this year. I'm not sure I'm ready to make those picks. I might hold it till Sunday. But right now, based on everything I see, I think the Bills are primed for it. So, we'll see. We'll see. Jeff, the best divisions in football, to me, in the NFC, I'm going to go to West. We talked about it, 49ers, Seahawks, Rams, and maybe even the Cardinals may be a decent team if you're right. I think in the AFC, I have a hard time. The East, I'm going to put the East in there maybe, because I think the Dolphins are going to be okay. The Patriots are going to be really good. Where else do you look and see a good division in the AFC? The West, I don't see it. South?
North, AFC North. Pittsburgh, if Pittsburgh holds on, and if Baltimore...
I have no faith in Pittsburgh.
...and overcomes their deficiencies, and you were just talking about the Cleveland Browns, if they're any good, that's your division.
It might be.
AFC East, not enough experience.
Well, yeah, 4 young quarterbacks, all under 25. Two of them are rookies. One's a second-year player, and then of course you got Josh Allen, who may be second best quarterback in that conference. But Jeff, the AFC West is an interesting box because I don't think the Broncos are terrible. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. I think the Chargers are going to be good with Herbert in the second year. I think that whole program, and You got the Raiders. I think the Raiders are an average team, maybe 7-10, 8-9. I think the AFC West and the NFC West may be the two best divisions in football.
I don't give the AFC West much credit simply because I don't see the teams in there other than the Chiefs. I mean, you're right. The Raiders ain't going to do anything.
No.
I just don't see it.
I agree. I don't see it.
Denver, I mean, their quarterback pool consisted of Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock.
Yep.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Okay. I'm not arguing with you. Believe me.
Who else was in that? Man, wow.
Chargers and Chiefs.
Oh, the Chargers? The Chargers, maybe. Maybe.
They're over and under 10 wins. They're over and under.
Herbert has enough to overtake Mahomes.
No, I don't think they'll win the division. No. Don't get me wrong. I think the Chiefs are still in that division easily. I'm just saying is, pound for pound, if you look at that division, I think there's three teams who could be very competitive this year. I'm not saying any of them can win the Super Bowl. In fact, I don't think that anybody in that division is going to win the Super Bowl. But I think if you go through the rest of the league, yeah, you're right. The AFC North is talented. I don't believe in Baltimore. I think Baltimore is going to finish third in that division, but I don't like Pittsburgh. I think Big Ben is at that point where he's going to struggle this year, and I don't think they're good enough to carry him. But I think it's good enough to win a playoff spot, especially right now with seven teams getting in. I think they'll get in the playoffs.
They very well may get in the playoffs, but I think that if they play hard, they could do it. They could possibly win and you know, be a viable team. Cincinnati, it all depends on how Burrow heals
I think they're a year or two away, and I think I don't think Burrow's going to be Burrow for at least half the season if he stays healthy. That's a bad knee injury.
Not for nothing, but Baltimore, would they make the playoffs 3 years in a row?
And the first year he looked horrendous. The 2 years ago, I think they lost to Buffalo both years. He gets into the playoffs. I think the league's figured him out. That's the best way I could say it. I think the league has figured out, let him throw the football and keep him in the pocket, and he can't be successful.
Well, listen, anybody could have told you that.
Nobody's done it. Until the playoffs, and Bills did it 2 years in the playoffs.
Done it.
Yeah.
I hear you. But you know what? You can't discount the team that's been to the MVP on their team and has been to the playoffs 3 years in a row.
I agree with you.
You can't discount them.
But I think the Browns are a more solid and a better team. Listen, we're going to see. It's going to be an interesting season in that division. I think any one of those three teams could get hot and make and win the division. I'm not in love with any of those three teams. I think the Browns are the best of the bunch. I think they'll all be 500 better than 500 teams. To be honest with you, I'll be surprised if they're not. But
no, I don't know. But
yeah,
we'll see about that. I don't think they're all 500 teams in that division.
Well, we're going to run through each division in a little while, so I'll give you a chance to kind of run through it. But guys, right now, Hard Rocket Sports, Jeff and Tom sitting there talking NFL football, waiting for the. I'm guessing right now on the screen they're doing the Black National Anthem on TV. I don't have the sound on, but I'm guessing right now it's pretty close to kickoff time. And I see everybody standing, nobody kneeling in the end zone. So I'm curious to see what they do for the regular national. Or maybe they all play in the regular national. Hold on, Jeff.
Okay.
Let me see if I get the volume on this. Can't tell what they're singing.
Put the volume up for a minute.
I did. Yeah, they're playing the Black National Anthem, I believe, right now. So all the players are standing and in the end zones, and I'm curious to see what happens with the National Anthem. I'm guessing that this went first. But anyway, I see it, Patrick, I'm curious. They're not showing the crowd, so I'm curious what they're doing in the crowds right now. Are people standing? Are people – I can't really see. I see crowds behind Gronkowski. But I can't see what anybody's really doing. So, anyway, we'll see what happens with the real national anthem shortly. Again, guys, no prejudice here. I just don't know why. We'll see what happens. I see clapping. I don't know if they've already played the national anthem because the players were already moving. So I'm assuming. Hold on a second, Jeff. I don't mean to. I want to see. The players are leaving the field right now. So I don't know if they're going to be announcing them in. That's why I don't know what just happened. So if anybody's watched it and can tell us what's going on, by all means, let us know, because all I saw was them singing and the players just left the field. So, Jeff, 17-game season, we touched on it a little bit, but what do you think the biggest challenges for the teams, the league, the players will be for a 17-game season? Is it, you know, keeping guys healthy? You know, what if halfway through the season, you're kind of out of it? You know, what's the biggest challenge for the 17-game season?
Oh, man, there's a lot of different challenges just with health alone. Keeping them – they did not play the real national anthem.
Really?
Let's see what happens there.
Wow.
I would have to say, mm-hmm. let's see what happens between COVID
mm-hmm.
and with adding the extra game and some of these guys not playing in the preseason – let's see about conditioning. And to me, that's the biggest question.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Well, they're trying out some commercials, so I don't know what's going on. What do you think, Jeff, let me ask you this question, though. Do you think with the extra game, teams are more apt early on to not say give away a game, but maybe take it easy? Like, okay, I'll give you a quick for instance. I think the Giants are going to play Saquon Barkley this weekend. I just don't think it's going to be a lot. I think you're going to see Saquon Barkley more in game two, which is a Thursday night game. I don't think they feel they could play him in both games full time. But I think the Giants, like a lot of teams, are going to ease some guys back in. Do you think that maybe the first week or two, you're going to see a lot of that around the league where kind of teams are easing some of the players who didn't play at all? And a lot of teams did not play their players.
Depends. It depends. I mean, you can't baby these guys till week three or four.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're going to need them to play as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of a Saquon Barkley, who was historically been the Achilles heel of his team with injuries and missing time, you know, you don't know what to do with him. Do you put him out there and let him play? Is he going to want to play as much as he can this year, knowing it's a possible, it's a contract year, not a possible, a contract year for him. So, you know, he's going to want the reps, at least you would like to think.
Because
mm-hmm. if not, maybe next year he gets to sign a one-year deal for not that much money. And you know, he's already got a crooked behind as it is with injuries and everything. You know, so it's going to take, just in him alone, it's going to take a lot to show that, you know, he's back, he's healthy, and that he could even play. And I don't know if the Giants are going to go that route, if they're going to want to go that route with him, or if he's going to want to go that route.
I don't know how they're going to play it. My opinion is that if I were the Giants, I would – not that I want to not see him play this week, but I would ease him in this week and play him more Thursday night. I think that's a division game, a team where you're really going to need – Saquon Barkley, we'll get to that in the Giant game when we break it down. But I think if I'm the Giants, there's no way in the world I'm going to play Saquon Barkley, you know, 30 snaps in game one and then another 30 to 50 snaps in game two, 4 days apart. I don't, you know, he's going to be sore. He's going to have problems. I got to tell you, if the NFL actually just did the one anthem and didn't play the national anthem, before this game, I got to tell you, it's going to be a huge uproar, and I am going to be all over of them. I don't know nobody gives a shit if I am, but you know, I got to tell you, if they actually did not play the American national anthem before this game, I will tell you that's a huge, right? Especially right before 9/11, this is a huge, huge problem for me. I don't know how you feel, if you care, if you don't care about, but
well, what did they start playing already?
Well, they haven't, but I haven't seen them play the national anthem. I got a couple people texting me saying they didn't play it. I don't know if they didn't play it, if they played it first and they just didn't televise it. So, you know, I'm sure we're going to see it all over.
If they did not televise,
yeah,
the national anthem. That's totally wrong. Totally wrong.
I agree with you 300%. Again, I've had the game pregame on, and it's on the screen. All I saw was what they, again, what they classify as the black national anthem. And then I saw the players all run, leave the field. So I don't know if they had already done the national anthem, if they're going to do it now. I don't know how it works. So we got it on the screen. We'll see what happens. I got people watching and feeding this information, but we'll continue on. Jeff, I think the 17-game season is interesting from a lot of respects. I think, you know, you're always going to manage the guys. It's different than years ago. You get a lot of guys with injuries. Guys don't seem to play as much. I think early on you're going to see a lot of teams easing guys in, maybe not playing. I think you're going to see a lot of teams using their full roster, you know, where you might have your three best receivers playing 90% of the snaps. I think you're going to see a little bit less. I think guys are going to ease their way into it and see how it plays. Because I think it's a long season, guys have not played in the preseason. You know, Dak Prescott hasn't played since last year. There's, you know, Saquon hasn't played since last year. I think you're going to see a lot of that. I think for the NFL, the extra week, I know it sounds stupid, one extra week, but with COVID, I think it helps and hurts. If you lose a game in the middle of the season, there's that extra game to make it up. I think it's an interesting take on 17 games. I also think that could 17 games wear people out? Like, you know, you've seen it. There hasn't been great games during the regular season the last couple of years. Playoffs have been pretty good. You know, people could get worn out from it, Jeff, by January. You know, what's your take? You think that, you know, the NFL season will wear on people an extra week?
I think it was a bad year to implement the 17th game.
Do you really? Why do you say that? Because what happened last year?
Because of COVID.
Okay.
Okay, so you weren't able to get the teams in there and ready to go as usual,
mm-hmm,
again. So it was the first year that it was changed. You're changing it during a pandemic,
mm-hmm,
instead of like waiting to maybe see if, like, okay, the restrictions are going to be a lot less next year, say.
Okay.
So why not institute this 17-game season for next year?
Okay.
This year, way it'll give the players will have a chance to be healthier. You'll be able to do a little bit more or whatever without having to worry about people getting hurt and worrying about people contracting COVID.
Well, interesting point. Good take. Jeff, let's switch gears a little bit. I looked up at 10 after 8 already. I want to get through a lot of stuff to get through, so I'm going to switch gears.
Are they playing yet?
Not yet. I see the smoke. They must have lit off a few cannons. And
the bottom line is that it doesn't look like they played the national anthem.
I can't tell you at this moment. I did not see it being played. Frank Jeffrey got me up on the text and said he didn't see it. Patrick's watching. He said they didn't play it. I don't know where it's played at this point, so we'll see when they come back. If the game gets started, we'll have to see if they played it off camera. I don't know. I did not see anything on the screen, so I can't really tell you at this moment. So we'll keep an eye on that for you guys. Remember, guys, next Thursday night, Jeff and I are joined at 9 o'clock by Jack Frost, guitar player, Bronx Casket Company, Seven Witches, blah, 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 blah. You'll be on about 9 o'clock promoting some new stuff. So keep an eye out for that. Hey, Jeff, before we get into division winners and wild cards and all that stuff, AFC, you know, I know you don't think much of the AFC East at this point, but do you think that maybe not this year or maybe it's next year, but with four young quarterbacks, all seem to have big pedigrees. I mean, Josh Allen's already been doing it. You're pretty high on Zach Wilson. I think Mac Jones is going to be a great player. I think Tua's the one guy that people are questioning, but four young guns, all under 25 years old. Do you think the future's bright in the AFC East for those teams? Do you say to yourself, hey, this is a division maybe 2 years from now that might be the best division in football?
No, I don't.
Why?
I really can't say that because Tua is up in the air right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Zach Wilson hasn't shown or thrown a pass. But everything I've heard of and everything that everybody sees has said that it looks like he's trending in the right direction.
Right.
Okay. And then Mac Jones, you know, he has a rookie from Alabama, and Alabama quarterbacks haven't really been doing that much in the NFL as of late.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see where he can go with this. You know, are they going to compare him to Brady to the point where even if he's would be great someplace else, he would be considered great. In New England, it may just be like, you know, he never cut it for us, and oh, they're just going to be holding on to the thought of Tom Brady. I mean, look, not for nothing, I seen a picture of Cam Newton with his shirt off.
Okay,
and
yep.
He was posing, and he was all rippled and
cut. Yeah.
And they show Mac Jones that looks like a,
yeah,
you know, a young dad going to the beach with his big puffy pink nipples and his belly, and it's like, you got to be fucking kidding me here. But okay. One guy is as solid as a rock. The other guy looks like
I watched a lot of their games in the thing, and I got to watch their game against the Giants. And I have to tell you, Mac Jones threw bad football. I think the bottom line is Cam Newton was going to cost a lot of money, and I don't think that he really played well. And I think Belichick just felt that you might as well make the move now. I think they'll be conservative with the kid. But he did not look overwhelmed from what I saw. The games I watched him play, the practices I got to see, I think the kid did a nice job. Will that turn into wins, Jeff? I have no idea. But I think they're going to play smart. I'm enthused. I think Cam Newton, I think keeping him on the roster and not playing him would have only had a problem in the locker room, because he was so popular, Cam Newton, in the locker room, that keeping him on the team and the kid even remotely had a problem would have caused a big thing. So,
probably right. Yeah. But you know what? It's Mac Jones, no matter what, is always going to be compared.
Oh, absolutely. He's top. Yeah.
To Cam Newton. That's all there is to it.
Well, I think he's going to be compared to.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a square. I'll be right back.
Good. So, guys, we're Hard Rocket Sports. Jeff and Tom here. Thursday night, September the 9th. We're doing our NFL preview show. We got a lot to get to still. And, we're previewing. I'm only praying and hoping that I didn't see the national anthem, and that the NFL did not skip it. I will tell you that will cause a huge uproar, especially this time of the year with 9/11 coming up. But in general, if the NFL skipped over the national anthem, I think that will cause a huge, huge, huge problem in this league. And I'll tell you, I will be all over it. So we'll see what happens with that. But big game tonight, Bucks and the Cowboys. I like the Buccaneers tonight to win this game. I do think it's a huge game for the Cowboys than the Bucs. The Cowboys have to prove themselves coming off a bad year. Dak's been out. I think there's a lot of speculation on how that team's going to play. Dak is, you know, people are out there thinking that he's not healthy. Didn't get much work in the preseason games at all, if at all. I think he played at all. So I think there's some interest in how well they're going to play tonight. So we'll see. I think a good showing for them is important. I think that the Bucks can get off a slow start and not feel it, but I think the Bucks are going to win this game by double digits, 10, 12 points. I would be, if I was betting the game, and I'm not, I would take the Buccaneers. So again, guys, lots of football to get to. Remember, this Sunday on the Sports Wire Radio Network, you can catch Jeff and myself and John Marhefker on our new show, The Sunday Audible, 9 a.m. each Sunday morning on the Sports Wire Radio Network. That's with a Z, sports with a Z. Go to sport, S-P-O-R-T-A-N-A-R-R-U-M, sportatarium.com/player! You catch us every Sunday morning. We're breaking down all the games, giving you best bets, giving you our fantasy picks. Lots of stuff on Sundays, and Jeff and I, we do our thing, and we're going to be joined by not our third wheel, our host, our co-host, our friend, and a huge football guy, the CEO, top dog over at R4 Records, Mr. John Marhefka, will join us each and every Sunday morning for a three-man booth. Hopefully, Jeff will be able to sneak in some time when possible, and we'll have some fun on Sunday. So looking forward to it, guys. And, again, we've got some more stuff to get tonight before we call it a night. So, Jeff, let's a couple of big things for me. We'll see before I go to – I'll skip over that. Deshaun Watson, I know we've talked about it repeatedly. He's on the 53-man roster. He's a healthy scratch, non-illness-related scratch for Sunday. Jeff, at what point do they just call it a day? I mean, do they take up a roster spot each week with Deshaun Watson? The guy hasn't practiced. He hasn't played. It's obvious he's not part of the team. This has to be the most intriguing thing I've seen in the NFL in a long time. Nobody knows what list he's on and where he counts.
Yeah, pretty amazing that a team would want to actually take up a roster spot with that. You're right. especially since it's not like he's going to turn around and say, you know what, guys, I was stupid. Let's get this going. Let's play.
Yeah, I don't see that happen. Whose choice is this? Is it the team's choice? Is it his choice? Is it the league?
Nobody really wants to open up and say whose choice it is. Yes. I'll do that.
Right, and here's the thing. It's not like this is going to be resolved. They're not even he's not even going to be deposed in this whole problem he's got until February. So it isn't like, you know, a month from now they're going to go in, they're going to have a court date, it's going to be resolved, and he'll be going to jail or he's resolved, you know, or he's found innocent. You know, this has no chance of being resolved during the season. So either play him and deal with it, or cut him or put him on the bench for the season and call it a day. I don't understand. He kind of felt like right in the middle of he's just hanging out there. What are you possibly? You're obviously not going to play him.
I think they're keeping him in the position that the team is keeping him in the position that they are. So if the chance comes around that somebody makes an offer, trade offer.
You know, Jeff, makes the most sense. But if you're
the only thing it could be.
But if you know, if the Texans aren't going to play him, and let's use the Dolphins. That's the biggest team I've heard so far. That is desperate for him. If they made a trade for him next week, are the Dolphins putting him in the lineup right now? Is the league going to let them put him in the lineup? I mean, you know, how does that work?
I don't know. Hey, listen, I'm going to do an imitation real quick of a move of a skit that was on Saturday Night Live a long time ago. I want to see if you could get it. Unfortunately, it's not with the right props, but
okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's see. I could do this without laughing. Okay? I want you to think tap.
Okay.
And see if you remember it. Do you remember when David St. Hubbins sneezed? And then is he done sneezing? He had the cigarette in his hand?
No, I don't remember that. Remember that. I don't remember that.
They had Spinal Tap
okay.
on Saturday Night Live.
I remember that, but I don't remember him sneezing and coming back with the cigarette in his mouth, in his hand.
He was going like, what, just like the... And what do you see when... And he was blowing smoke out from the cigarette.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, you don't remember that?
I do not remember that.
Oh, man. That's why my wife, I asked her to bring me up a soda a few minutes ago.
Uh-huh.
And she just got the chance to bring it up. So she came up the side here and gave me the soda. But that made me think of it for whatever reason. Silly, but whatever.
Well, listen, silly or not, I can't find the game right now. Hold on a second. Yeah, the game is disappeared.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where the game is right now. I don't think it started yet, but it's not on where I thought it would be. Hold on a second. I think it's on ESPN. No, it's not on ESPN.
NFL Network yet?
I'm on NFL Network. It doesn't show the game to be played on the NFL Network tonight. Hold on. If anybody out there knows what channel it's on, please give me. Looks like channel 4 at 8:30. So right now there seems to be no coverage anywhere. I just flipped it on. So we'll see what comes on now. So it's channel 4 tonight.
So then there's still a chance that the national anthem gets played.
Yeah, right now they're honoring people for 9/11 right now, Jeff. So hang on a second. Let's see if they do something now. Maybe they did it and I missed it. So we'll have to see. I do see them honoring 9/11 family.
Said the game is on NBC.
Yeah, I got it on right now. I do see. Hold on. They have somebody. Michelle Williams is about to sing the national anthem, I think. Hold on a second. Let's see what they're doing here, Jeff. Give me 1 second.
Good.
Yes, they're doing the national anthem live on TV. The NFL Network. The NFL has saved themselves, Jeff. Now let's see if the teams are out there. So she is singing the national anthem. So looks like most of the players are standing. I can't see anybody not standing so far. Dak is doing the right thing. I know the Cowboys are almost mandated to. I think your boy Jerry Jones makes them stand no matter what happens. So good for him. I see a lot of the players are standing, hands over their heart. So I see my man Gronk there. So good job by the NFL. They had the big flag in the middle of the field. They're singing the national anthem. Looks like all the players are standing and they're doing the right thing. Your boy Zeke is actually singing the national anthem. Good for him. So, again, I think it's averted. I think they did one where everybody went away. They came back and they do the real anthem right now. So good for the NFL. I think that averts any sort of an issue. So let's move on. Jeff, let's get to – I want to get to the Jets and Giants right now, and then we're going to go through the divisions, maybe do some picks for the playoffs, a couple over and unders for the, you know, win totals for the year before we get to –
I've been waiting for this, man.
All right, so I want to start off with the Jets because I think the Jets are I think everybody wants to buy into the Jets are going to be better, and they might be. Two games won last year, five or six games, and they're a better team. But how good are the Jets really going to be this year? And I'll tell you for me. And then you're the Jet guru. That's your team. I think Mekhi Becton is probably going to be a great player over his career. I think there's a lot of issues right now with Mekhi Becton and that offensive line. I don't think it's solid. I think your boy Zach Wilson has potential, but can they keep him healthy? There's a kid who does better on the move. Let's see what happens. And I still don't know if they have enough weapons offensively. On the defensive side, their defensive backs are terrible. Their best player, Marcus May, is pissed off right now. He wants a full-time contract. I think there's a little weakness at linebacker. I do like the defensive line. I'm expecting big things from Quinton Williams this year. So I think potentially this is a better team. But what does that really mean to wins? I don't think the Jets are getting the six wins. To be honest with you, we can break the schedule down if you'd like to, see where you think they're going to be.
Yeah, let's break the schedule down for both teams.
All right, so I got the
if
Jets.
If you don't mind.
No, not at all. I do have it. Give me a second. I'll flip over to it. But I think, you know, this is a first-time coaching staff. I think there's a lot of questions and issues there.
The only question is how great is Robert Saleh going to be?
Oh, here we go.
When it's all said and done and they erase the Belichick chapter,
yeah,
and then replace it with the Robert Saleh chapter and the New York Jets.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Then we will truly know greatness.
All right, let's run through the schedule for the New York Football Jets. Week one at Carolina.
That's going to be a win.
Okay, so I'm going to put Jeff here and Tom. Jeff saying win. I got a loss. I'll tell you why it's a loss. First off, I think the Panthers are a much better team than the Jets. They have much. I think Sam Darnold's fired up. I think Robbie Anderson's fired up. They have a second-year coach. I think that team's going to be better, and the Jets stink. So I'm going opposite. So anyway, Jeff's giving the Jets a win. Week two, Jeff, the Jets are home to the Patriots.
I'm going to say the Jets squeak one out.
Okay, I'm going lost there. Week three, they're at the Broncos.
I think they're going to be 3-0 by the time we get to week four.
I'm going to give you a win. I don't believe a lot in the Broncos. Okay, at week four, they got the Titans at home.
They think they're going to get overwhelmed by the Titans.
I would agree with you there. They are playing week five, they're at the Falcons, which I believe is in London.
Would we skip a few weeks?
Well, it says 10, but it's week 10, week five. So, Jeff, the Jets are at the Falcons, but the game is being played in London.
I don't care where the game's being played. I think Matt Ryan's going to have a field day.
I would agree with you there. They get a bye week. They come back, and they come home. They're at the Patriots in October.
Patriots.
Okay, I'm giving them a loss. Okay, here's a winnable game for them, and I think maybe one of their first winnable games. They are home to the Bengals.
I'm going to go with the Jets over the Bengals.
Agreed. Okay, next week in November, the Jets at the Colts.
Colts.
Okay. The next two games are at home. First one to the Bills.
Bills.
Again, staying home, and they got the Dolphins.
Jets.
Okay, I'm going lost there. Here's another chance for a win at the Texans at the end of November.
You know what? Trap game.
You think it's a trap game? Well, here's the problem with the trap. The next week is the Eagles. So I guess the Jets have two easy weeks there.
That could be two possible trap games, but I'm going to go that they're going to be overlooking.
Oh, okay.
The Texans.
And they're going to be giving them a loss there.
And I'm going to give them a loss there.
Okay, how about back home to the Eagles?
I think they'll beat the Eagles.
I would agree with that, Jeff.
I think this is going to be a team that's going to learn a lot of lessons quickly.
I agree. Now, another lesson to be learned, the Saints are coming to the Jets.
Man, this is going to be a rough one. I'm going to go Saints just so that I'm not Jet biased.
Okay. How about at the Dolphins the week after?
I think they're going to beat the Dolphins.
Okay.
Especially if Tua is still in there.
That's a win. I'm going to give them a loss there. Here's another chance at home to the Jaguars, Jeff.
Oh, man. You know, that's going to be a rough one because Trevor Lawrence is going to have had time to play.
Okay.
I got to go with the Jets.
I agree with you there. Last two games are tough ones. First time is home to the Buccaneers.
You know what? I'm going to say the Buccaneers aren't as good as everybody thinks at that point in the year. Then maybe they'll even be resting players, anticipating the playoffs if they make it that far. I'm going to say Jets.
Wow, that's bold. All right, last game's at Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo, without a doubt.
Okay, so you got a loss and a loss. Okay, so Jeff, you give them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wins.
There you go, baby.
Wow. Okay, I'm giving them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins. I think I'm much more like it, but that's okay. So did you give the Jets a 9-8 record? I'm giving them a 5-12 record. And I think I'm being a little generous. So again, let's put it this way. So
I think you're grading them a little harsher than you would a normal team.
I disagree. I'm not you. I actually will call the Jets the way I see it.
I can't wait to see how you call the Giants. And I'm going to, by the way, just as an added bonus, I hope you got paper. You can write this down.
I do.
I'm going to be adding some things to the Giant losses, just so you know.
All right. Tom Brady, 3 and out, punted. The Cowboys now have the ball at their own 2-yard line or 3-yard line. Dak in the end zone. Beautiful pass down the sideline for 30 yards. Jeff.
Football off.
Yeah. His football, his arm nor his ankle fell off. So, Jeff, here's the Jets. New coach, new quarterback, but are they the same old Jets? Zach Wilson is a rookie captain. Smart, not smart. Questionable secondary, offensive line's questionable, tough division. Do they have any real weapons? And will Zach Wilson struggle? Jeff, give me your thoughts on your beloved New York Jets.
I think. First of all, let's get serious for a second.
Please.
Right.
Finally.
Becton.
Yep.
I said it last year. I'm going to say it again. I have a big problem with offensive linemen that are hovering close to the 400-pound mark.
Yeah.
Okay. It scares me. If they made this guy drop 20 pounds, okay, or kept him on a strict diet, and they had him down to 340 at the start of the season,
okay,
and they turned around and they said, you know what, we're going to have him back up to 350, but we're going to build him a different way. We're taking him apart. We're rebuilding him.
Okay.
I wouldn't have had a problem with that.
Okay.
But I want to say that it sounds as though that nobody was babysitting him and he got a little too big. So that bothers me that he's so big.
Okay.
But I think Zach Wilson, a lot of people are saying a lot of nice things about Zach Wilson.
Absolutely. He's
comparing him to Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
I think the kid has a chance in this league. My only issue with him is he looks a little frail. He looks a little thin.
Well, that seems to be the thought process is, you know, if he's a mobile quarterback and he's going to get hit a lot, can he stay healthy? So
time will tell with that one.
Yep.
As far as the whole team, I think defensive backs are their worst position. They didn't really seem to do anything to help the situation.
Right.
At least when the offensive linemen went down. They went out and they traded for another almost immediately.
For Shaq Lawson, yeah.
Yeah, so they at least they got a chance to possibly rebound from there, but they did nothing with the defensive backs. So they better hope that this defensive line gets in there and gets in there quickly.
Yep.
Because if not, all you got to do is dink and dunk right over the top of them, and that's it. It'll be over. I just think that Salah is going to rally this team. I really, really do. I think we're going to see something different this year with them. This is what I think is going to happen.
Sam.
I think it's setting them up more for the future. Because let's say that Salah, let's say that he doesn't have a good career with the Jets. But let's say that he proves and he shows adjustments. We have to make adjustments. This team's beating us by 14 points at halftime. Let's make adjustments. Let's do what we got to do. That's where I think he's going to do something that no other Jet coach has done in a long, long time. And I think that if he doesn't work out, the next Jet coach is going to be one that's going to work out even better, because they're going to learn. We need to get somebody that can adjust, somebody that could make a game plan on the fly. That's what I think was going to happen with Salah.
Well, again, you know, I have a hard time because the guy's never been a head coach. He was a good coordinator, but he had a really good defense around out there to be a good coach. Now, and it's a big difference getting out there and coaching the game. I agree with you, Jeff, 100%. What I'm going to watch for the Jets this year is, you know, does the kid make the throws? Now, he's going to make bad throws. He's going to make some good ones, you know, but does he make some plays along the line that he needs to make? The coach, how does his in-game stuff work? You're right. At halftime, in second quarter, is he adjusting to what the game has given him or what his team has? You know, is he managing the clock properly? If those things are well, I think they get better and better as it goes along. But if he can't do that stuff well, if the game is overwhelming for him to control, then I think you have a problem. A lot of people, and again, not around here, but I listen to a lot of national stuff, and a lot of people think within 3 years he will be gone.
Salah?
Yeah. A lot of people don't think that he has what it takes to be a true head coach, that he's more of a second banana. We'll see. You know, again, it's the Jets. You know, I think Zach Wilson's a good player. Did they do enough on the offensive line? Is Cody Davis, Mims, are those guys enough? You know, they still don't have a tight end. Who's their real running back? You know, is the offensive line actually better with Vera Tucker and Becton, and who else? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's see how this team gets off this year. I think it'll be better, but I also think they're in a tough division. I know you're not crazy about it, but I think the Patriots are better. The Dolphins are a decent team. And, of course, I think the Bills are a good team. So I think this is a tough year for the Jets, and I think 5 wins, but some serious signs that they're on the right track, not imploding with stupid penalties, not getting blown out in games, you know, adjusting, not getting beaten with zero pressure, with, you know, zero cover blitzes in the last minute. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that I want to see from the Jets. And, yeah, again, a few more wins, but be competitive. Make the adjustments and be, you know, be the Giants of the last 8 games last year, where they weren't a great team, but you could see that they could see they were better. I would like to see that from the Jets this year.
Well, we'll see, and hopefully there will be nothing at all like the Giants.
You should hope they're as good as the Giants someday, but that's okay. But I personally, I don't know yet about Zach Wilson. I am not sold on Robert Salah as a head coach, and I will see. I think that the future is questionable right now for the Jets. I think this is a big year for Joe Douglas. I think, you know, if things kind of fall apart and the Jets have to go to another GM, I think this franchise is going to be looking for new players in a couple of years, because I think you're going to get a new GM, and obviously he's going to want to make changes and different philosophy. So I'm actually hoping for the Jets to have a good year. I'd like to see 2 competitive football teams in New York. We'll see how it plays out, but that's my take on the Jets. We'll get more from the Jets when we get to the division. Now let's go across town to a real football team, and let's go through their schedule, and let's see if you can be the true analyst you say you are, and let's see what your take on the Giants season is. You ready?
No, here we go. First of all, everything you said about the Jets is basically the same thing that I can say about the Giants, other than that, you got to add that they suck. But... Okay. Let's see what happens. Let's see what you got.
All right, so week 1, Giants open up at the Broncos. Jeff's giving them a loss. I'm giving them a W this week.
Okay, and the reason I'm going to give them a loss is Daniel Jones is going to fumble 3 times, lose 2 of them.
All right, here we go, as usual. Okay, Thursday night, quick turnaround, first Thursday game of the year, Giants going down to Washington. Jeff.
Chase Young.
Yep.
Proves to be unstoppable. Fitz Magic throws for 400 in a double-digit win over the Giants by the Redskins.
Okay. Week 3, the Giants come back home.
I don't see you adding your
Giants. I believe the Giants will lose one of their first 2 games. I think they're going to win this week. I would actually think they will struggle on the Thursday night game, and they will lose the Thursday. I'm not big on the road teams on Thursday night. They tend to lose more often than not. So I'm not going to give – the Giants have won that game against Washington on a couple of occasions. I think that it's too early for the Giants. I think they lose game 2. I don't think it's a blowout, but I see the Giants splitting the first two games, and I think week two is a loss. So I'll give you that. Week three, they come back to the Falcons. I have the Giants on a big W.
Calvin Ridley sets a new NFL record for reception of receiving yards, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about 375.
I see where this is going. Go ahead. So you're giving the Giants a loss then, I guess.
I would say yes.
Let me ask you a question. So I don't waste my time going through every game. Are you going to be any sort of non-biased and give the Giants a chance at any of these games, or should I waste my time?
Have a chance at everyone. Okay. So far, I think they lost everyone.
Week four, the Giants go on the road, 2 weeks in a row, actually. The first one's at the Saints.
No, this is – are you asking me?
Yeah.
I think the Giants will win this one.
Okay.
By 2 points.
This
is where Barkley tweaks his knee.
This is the game?
Yeah, first time that he tweaks the knee, misses the next week.
Yeah, and yeah, right. They're retiring Eli's jersey week three, so the Giants are guaranteed to win that game. Week four, you know, this is a tough game for me. The Giants don't play well against the Saints in years past, but that's been the Breeze thing. I don't think the Saints are any good. I'm going to give the Giants a win here, but it could be an ugly loss. But I'm going to give them a win. The next week, Jeff, they're back on the road and against the Cowboys.
They're going to lose that one. Barkley will be out for that game.
I disagree. I don't think the Cowboys are any good. I'm going to give the Giants a win here, because I think the Giants are looking past this game, because their next game at home will be against the Rams.
They're going to lose to the Rams, without a doubt. And that's when Barkley comes back.
He's back.
He inches the knee, misses the next rest of the season.
All right. The next week, Jeff, the Giants are home to the Panthers.
Giants.
Yeah, I think there's a win there.
I just don't think that – I don't care what anybody says. I do not think that Donald is going to resurrect his career no matter where he goes. Donald could play for fucking Bill Walsh.
I disagree. See, again, I don't think he has to be – see, the difference is here, Jeff, there's a lot of talent on that team. Robbie Anderson had a couple great years – a great year last year there. You know, he finally got away from Adam Gase, and he turned into a receiver. You know, Christian McCaffrey's back. You know, that's a talented team and a good defense. I'm not telling you they'll win the Super Bowl. I don't even know if they'll make the playoffs, but it's not a terrible team anymore. So it's not a pushover. Yes. Do I think Donald's going to be the next elite quarterback? Absolutely not. I don't think that. I think that ship has sailed. Can he be a Ryan Tannehill or a little better than that? Yeah, I think he can be Ryan Tannehill. I disagree. The guy's 24 years old.
I don't give a fuck if he's 17 years old, bro.
I disagree.
The guy just doesn't have it. When he played for the New York Jets, if he had it, okay, if he had any of it, he would have been just a little bit better. At this point in time, okay, if I had a pick, a Jet quarterback who I would have rather have had than Sam Darnold over the last 15 years, I would have went with Mark Sanchez.
I'm not disagreeing. Listen. I said it when the draft came out. Everybody was excited about Sam Darnold. Big catch for Gronk down the seam as the Buccaneers are marching down the field. I was never a huge fan of his. I thought that, you know, there was too much, you know, made off of one game. Big good throw by Brady. I think that's Antonio Brown. A big catch on the sideline as the the Buccaneers are marching down on the Cowboys and their terrible defense. But, again, I think he's got a better than average chance. Let's move on. The following week, the Giants are going on the road. I think it's a Monday night against the Chiefs. I got to go loss in that game. I don't think the Giants are up to the Chiefs standard yet.
Yeah, no way. Not even close.
Coming home after that, they are playing the Raiders. I don't like the Raiders this year. I'm giving the Giants a W.
The Raiders are one of those strange teams where I don't think that they could break away from 500 no matter what they do.
Right.
I think that they're just covered in mediocrity. I just don't see them doing anything.
Okay, so where are you giving them? Did you give them a loss to the Giants that week?
No, I think that they'll beat the Giants, but I think it's going to be close, so close that I'd even call it a toss-up.
Okay.
That the Giants could win this one also.
All right,
if
but
they
you,
play it right.
Yeah, I got you. This is a team I think the Giants match up well with. But I'm going to say they have to go on the road against Super Bowl champs. I'm going to say that the Giants will lose to the Buccaneers on a Sunday night.
Yeah, come on, man.
Again, listen, they played great football last year against the Bucs, and they should have won that game if there wasn't a bad call at the end. But the Giants are back home to the Eagles. Eagles are atrocious. I'm giving Giants a W against the Eagles.
Did I have them lose the last Eagle game?
This is the first Eagle game of the season.
I think they're going to beat the Eagles.
Okay. Now they're on the road in December against the Dolphins.
I think that, man, I don't know.
I
think the Dolphins are just a pinch ahead of them.
I agree. I gave the Giants a loss in that game. I don't think I think that they're just a tad behind that team at this point. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give them a loss.
Now, here's an interesting game. I think this is a game the Giants can win. But going on the road to the West Coast, I'm not going to give them a win against the Chargers on the road. I give the Giants a loss in that game.
I think the Chargers will be the better team, only because they seem to have their shit a little bit more together.
Yep, I won't disagree with that one. I think the Giants aren't ready at that level yet. So, yeah, I agree. Back home to the Cowboys, I think the Giants get a win in this one. I gave him I gave him both wins in both games. But, yeah, I'm giving him I'm going to give him a loss in the first one at the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm going to get a win here.
When it comes to Dallas, I can just see it being a split.
Yeah, so you gave him a loss in the first game.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you did. You gave him Giants a loss in the first game. You're going to give him a win here at home?
Yeah.
The Patriots put the first score on the game in the season. Tom Brady looks magnificent. Doesn't look like he lost a blessed step, Jeff, and a beautiful scoring drive. 9 plays, 94 yards, 4 minutes and 9 seconds, and they eat up the secondary, which is something I told you would happen. Buccaneers up 6-0, waiting for the extra point. So we're going to go W for the Giants there, for the Jets.
I honestly and truly hope that somebody drives a helmet, like, below his kneecap and pops it up through the skin and just shatters his knee. That's what I really hope with Tom Brady. I can't stand this man as it is. No matter where he plays, if he needs to go to Canada and play up there so we never have to hear his name again.
No, look, Jeff, now the Giants are back home. The Giants are at the Eagles after the Cowboy game. Is that a trap game? Is that I think the Giants will lose that game.
I got to go with the Cowboys, just like the Cowboys. It's a split.
Okay, so we gave them a... Let's see what you did in the first Eagle game. You gave him a win, so I'm going to give him a loss in this one. This is on the road. They never play well in Philly, not traditionally the last 10, 12 years. The Giants are going at the Bears in week 16 or week 17, last second game.
I think that by that time, Justin Fields will be playing and been acclimated to the NFL. I'm going to go Bears.
Okay, I got the Giants winning that one. I don't like the Bears at all. And then the final game is at home against the Redskins. I am going to go win for the Giants. And you will be doing?
I will be doing the Redskins beating the Giants and claiming the NFC crown.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Jeff is giving the Giants 6 wins, right? Is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Yep, 6 wins. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8. I give the Giants 9 wins. For 9-8 season, exactly where I think they'll be, 9-8, 10-7. I think the Giants have every opportunity to be there. There are some unwinnable games this year, but there are a few winnable games, so we'll see how that plays out. So, guys, thanks for hanging into the Hard Rockin' Sports Show for our 2021 NFL preseason show. Here, Jeff, listen, here's the big thing for the Giants. If the offensive line plays well and Barkley stays healthy, the Giants could have a very good season. If Saquon Barkley is not a factor, if the offensive line does not block either way, I don't care what Daniel Jones has the ability to do or not to have the ability to do, the Giants will not win football games. They're good defensively. The back end is a great. I think their secondary is as good as anybody in football. And I love their defensive line. The linebackers are a cool question other than Blake Martinez. Blake Martinez is a great linebacker. Not crazy about Tay Crowder. I'm not crazy. I don't know what I'm going to get at Lorenzo Carter or Azeez Ojulari or O'Shea Zimenez. Defensively, the Giants are going to be fine. Special teams are going to be good. How good are the Giants offensively? And is Joe Judge and Daniel Jones taking the next step this year? Big questions for the Giants. Here's the thing. I don't like the Cowboys. Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, Fitztragic is the quarterback in Washington, and the Eagles suck. The Giants have every ability to win this division. I actually think they're going to win it. at 9-8. That's my prediction for the Giants this year. I think in a bad division they will win. They will win it. That's my. I know you don't believe in that. I know you're going to pick the Giants to finish third. I'm assuming.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick that. I think there's something seriously wrong.
I'm not wrong on this side of the table, my friend.
You're up too high during the week at work. The lack of oxygen has fucked your brain up.
I'm sorry, Jeff. Listen, you went when I lay it out there, the Cowboys are not a good football team.
Actually, you know what? Cowboys, they're playing tonight, right? They're playing right now.
Right now, they're losing 7-0, yeah.
All right, so it's early. Let's see what happens.
So, again, they can win the first three games. I just don't think, on the whole, this is a very good team. This is a team, all I've heard for the last 6 or 7 years is best offensive line, best running back. Oh, Dak Prescott's incredible. How many playoff wins do they have? How many trips to the Super Bowl have they made? What have the Cowboys done? Now, again, what have the Giants done? What have the Redskins done? What have the Eagles done? But what tells me that Dak Prescott is going to all of a sudden light the league on fire and they're going to win 11 games? Nothing. I've seen nothing to prove to me that this team is any better than they've been the last 5 years. Nothing. You can't point to one solid thing other than say you hate the Giants. I get that.
No. I don't hate the Giants.
You do hate the Giants.
I just don't think that they're worthy.
I disagree. I think this. I the thing on this division, and yes, I don't think this is a great division in football. Maybe the worst in the AFC. I mean, the NFC. I'm not discounting it. But I think the Giants showed me something the end of last season. I still need to see the offensive line play well. I need Andrew Thomas to come out the box. I need that line to be serviceable. They ain't going to be the best line.
That offensive line needs a lot of help. There's a lot of things that need a lot of help on that Giant team.
I disagree.
The quarterback is still a question.
Yeah, of course he is.
Your running back there, Barkley, I would be worried. The guy's, what did he play, one full season so far, if that?
Well, I mean, he played two seasons. The second year was a little hurt. Last year, obviously, he missed the whole season. His second year, he got hurt, missed a few games. And played, still rushed for 1,000 yards, but again, I don't count in a 16-game season 1,000 yards being a lot. But he did rush for 1,000 yards in year two. Year three last year, he was hurt, got hurt in game two, and was out the rest of the season. So, listen, he's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay productive. You know, who knows? Is he going to be productive off the injury? I don't know.
A 17-game season hurts a player like Saquon Barkley simply because it's not an extra season for him to pad his stats. It's an extra game for him to possibly get injured playing.
But it also allows him to not have to be – he doesn't have to be the man. He doesn't have to play 40 snaps in each of these games. You know what I mean? He can go out there and play a handful of games in game one, a handful of games in game two, and give himself a chance that by midseason, he's in full season form. But that means somebody else has got to run the football, Devontae Booker, or one of the young kids, or, you know, Daniel Jones and the receiving core have to, you know, step up and play well and give him a chance to work into it. And they need him to be, you know, at full strength by midseason, and we'll see. If that line plays well, not great, but well, and he is healthy and a factor, this Giant team can win 9-10 games. It can.
Yeah, but, you know, the same line that you're talking about and saying that they have to play well, which everybody's offensive line has to play well.
Absolutely.
You have to think the Giants made a trade at the last possible second.
Yes.
Extra offensive line help. That's got to be worrisome.
Oh, absolutely. No. I don't think – listen, we only got to really see them in the third game, and it wasn't pretty. They did not do a great job. In that game, I thought Andrew Thomas looked bad. I thought Solden didn't play well. Yes, and they made some trades at the end that tells me they're concerned, especially about their depth, the guys that are the backups. But I think if Lemieux's healthy, if Hernandez is healthy, and Aaron Thomas with Andrew Thomas, Pert and Nick Gates in the center, if they stay healthy and play together, I think that line will be fine. Here's the thing with the Giants, Jeff. They have a very simple schedule to open up. These first three, maybe four games are all winnable games to me. Broncos, Redskins, Falcons, and Saints. The same games on the road. I don't know where they're playing their home games. I think it's in Florida right now, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I thought it was in Texas.
Yeah, again, I'm not sure. But so to me, taking the crowd out, no Michael Thomas for the first five games. Jameis Winston's that quarterback. You know, that's not an automatic win that it used to be for them. So, and a big touchdown now, right, answered right back for the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb just scored a touchdown. It's now 7-6, waiting for the extra point. Good throw by Dak Prescott. So, again, the Giants have to come out of those first four games. To me, minimum 2-2. I'm thinking if you're the Giants and you want to establish yourself, you got to come out of there 3-1. You have to go into the Cowboy game in game 5, 2-2, 3-4, 3-1 with the Rams coming up behind that and you got Chiefs coming up after that. There's some tough games. Buccaneers, the early schedule, the Giants need to come out of there 2-1, 3-1 if possible. So, we'll see. The first two games have to be a split, and then you got to beat the Falcons at home. That's a must, and then you go to the Saints at 2-1. So
will see, because by Sunday night we'll know.
Absolutely, Jeff. So again, guys, welcome to Hard Rockin' Sports Show at 2021 NFL Preview Show. Jeff and Tom hanging out with you guys. There's a Buccaneer down on the field. Jeff, give me a couple quick things. Give me a few teams that could be. We talked about the teams we think could be. Challenges in the AFC, NFC. We had the Rams, we had the Packers, we talked about the Browns, you talked a bit about Baltimore, the Steelers. Give me a team that may surprise you in each league, a team that most people would be probably writing off at this point, but a team, give me one team from each conference that you think could say, hey, nobody's thinking much about them. They could do a little damage this year.
NFC, I'm going to go Bears.
Okay, good defense. Possible to, maybe some big play out of Justin Fields or Andy Dalton. Go ahead, good call.
Or probably more Justin Fields than Andy Dalton.
Okay.
AFC. Wow. I'm going to have to say, probably San Diego.
I agree with you 100%. Good call. Yeah.
A lot of people seem to be up on them. It's just I think that ended. Not this year because they're in the division with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think that's going to hold them back a little.
Agreed. I think, though, that, I'm pulling up some over and unders. I'm on the website. I want to see the over and unders. But I believe their over and unders is like, I think it's 11.5. It's either 10.5 or 11.5. I'm just pulling it up right now. I'm just see if I can get some let's log into this to my DraftKings account here and see. But Jeff, I agree with you. The NFC for me is a crapshoot. I'm gonna stay out of the NFC East because I think there's too many ways to go there. But I agree in the AFC 100%. I think that easily the team that people aren't talking about because of the division they're in is San Diego, and I think they have a very good chance of being a very good team. Let's see.
I wouldn't be surprised if San Diego wins, gets one of the wild card spots.
You think?
Yeah, why not? Because there's nothing else coming out of the AFC West.
Okay.
I don't see anything coming out of the AFC East. The AFC South, you got the Texans. It all depends on how Wentz does in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville, you have Trevor Lawrence. So I don't see them being a powerhouse. And the AFC North, I don't know. I actually seen a couple people pick the Browns to get to the Super Bowl and win it. But
yeah.
I've also seen a couple people pick the Browns to get to the Super Bowl and lose it. So you don't know what's going to happen as far as they go. But if Pittsburgh plays right, it's possible that they could win the division.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that the Bengals, or not the Bengals, the Browns could win that division.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see the Bengals or the Ravens doing much in that division this year.
I got the over and unders for the league up. You want to run through them quick and see if we do over and under wins? How's that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, we got the Ravens. Over under is 11.
Under.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's way too high for that team. Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, actually, not way too high, but after a couple things this week, I think too high. So, yeah, I think some injuries and everything, and a team that wasn't exactly that special last year,
mm-hmm.
I think it'll start to catch up with them this year. So I'm going to say under.
Jeff, Eagles, over under 6.5.
under.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's an under team. I'm going to be surprised if they get to 4 wins this year. But I agree with you there. Jeff, another interesting one, New England Patriots over under 9.5.
Under.
Wow, see, I disagree with that. I think they're a 10-win team, but again, I think it's going to be a tough 10 wins, but that's a good one, Jeff. Giants over under 7.
Under.
I'm disagreeing. I think the Giants are a 9-win team. The Washington football team, Jeff, is an over under 8.5.
Man.
That's a tough one. Yeah. 9 wins. You figured a 9 win team.
Although I think it's going to be 8 or 9, but I'll go over.
Okay. New York Jets is an interesting one. Over under 6 wins.
I think right on the button.
You think 6 wins is where you're
about 6-7, 6-8.
I think they could fall in the 5-7 category easily. I would net bet that prop right there. I think the Jets could be anywhere from 5-7. I don't see them any better or any worse. That's a tough one. Okay, here's one I think I like right now. The over and under for the Los Angeles Chargers, 9.5 wins.
You know what? Everybody says and seems to think that they're going to take the next step. I'll go over just because of that, although I really don't think that they're that poised to go that high up.
All right, Jeff and Tom here making our picks over-unders for the season. I hope you guys got your pen and paper handy and you're jotting this all down. Jeff, the Tennessee Titans, interesting, over 9 is the total, over 9.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yep, I would agree with that. Antonio Brown having a hell of a first quarter so far for the Browns. Looks like for the Buccaneers, looks like a new man, Jeff, just running up and down the field, wide open so far. Jeff, Pittsburgh.
He didn't get in trouble yet this year.
That's true. Hey, Jeff, the Pittsburgh Steelers is an interesting one. I think a little light, maybe. Pittsburgh Steelers over under is 8.5.
I could go one under.
You think that? So you're not high in the Steelers this year, then?
Not really. No, I don't think so. I think it all depends on Ben Roethlisberger, and if I'm going to be betting on him, I'd rather go safe and.